USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration continues a push to at least temporarily block the release of a book written by former National Security Advisor John Bolton. The Justice Department filed an emergency application last evening for a restraining order to stop release of the book, which is scheduled for next week. President Trump talking about the matter in an interview on Fox News last evening.
He was a washed-up guy. I gave him a chance. He couldn't get Senate confirmed, so I gave him a non-Senate confirmed position where I could just put him there, see how he worked. And I wasn't very enamored.
He also reacted to the police shooting death of Rayshard Brooks in Atlanta, calling it a terrible situation, but adding,
but, again, you can't resist a police officer like that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves on offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps embroidered, every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the, themagamall.com. Themagamall.com.
We told you earlier that the president spoke to Fox News last evening. He also did an interview with Sinclair, in which he said he's perfectly fine with Colin Kaepernick coming back to the NFL. The president saying the former San Francisco quarterback should get signed if he deserves it. Trump saying Kaepernick was not up to snuff when he did leave the league. He hasn't played in the NFL since 2016, when it became very controversial when he began kneeling during the national anthem to protest racial injustice. The Oklahoma National Guard will be out in force for the president's rally in Tulsa this Saturday. Governor Kevin Stitt activating the guard at the request of the Tulsa Police Department. A department spokesperson saying about 240 guard members will be on hand. A sheriff in Arizona has coronavirus. Pinal County Sheriff Mark Lamb went to D.C. on Tuesday for the president's executive order on policing. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With the recent Black Lives Matter protests, many big companies are rethinking their branding. Owners of the iconic Aunt Jemima brand have decided to make major changes to their logo. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
The brand, its logo, and trademark image of what some used to call the Pancake Mammy has been around since 1893. It was already legendary when this TV ad was aired in the late 1950s.
For generations, frosty mornings have seemed warmer with stacks of
Aunt Jemima buckwheats.
It's the same today.
Well, not for much longer. Current owner Quaker, which is a PepsiCo subsidiary, says it's now getting rid of the logo and changing the name, as what many regard now as racist symbols are coming under more and more intense scrutiny, especially after recent deaths of African Americans at the hands of police. The Aunt Jemima character was based on an actual former slave named Nancy Green, and the original visual image was updated in the 1970s to look more like a modern black homemaker, but critics say the racist connotation remains, including the name Aunt Jemima, which comes from an old song performed by white performers in blackface. Quaker says ditching the image and the name is part of its effort to make progress towards racial equality. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You can listen to current or older newscasts anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.